Love.
Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Discount. Discount.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Hello, hello, guys. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend, because guess who did not have a good weekend, Rogue? One guess.
It wasn't me, so maybe it was you, Prem?
Yes, I had such a crappy weekend. No one wanted to play with me. No one wanted to get out of the house. Nobody wanted to do anything with me. I was just home, alone.
Crying in the corner.
For two whole days. Yeah, cuddled up with my large pillow, which is actually as big as me, and in fetal position, because that's how you do it when you're sulking, and moping around the house, feeling miserable.
Oh, poor. Why didn't nobody want to play with you?
Okay, so a couple of reasons. Oh, of course, my initial plans got cancelled. Mm-hmm. I got ditched by somebody I was supposed to meet. I was super pissed about that. And
wait, on a date or like for a tennis game?
No, online date. And it happens. I'm just trying to figure out, is this a LA thing or is it just a general thing? But I think it's something that we're going to discuss at another episode. But more importantly about my weekend. So Saturday and Sunday were extremely, extremely hot. It almost felt like I was back in New Delhi, where the temperature was like 47 and it was hot, hot air. But the funny thing was that there was not even one leaf that was moving. It was just horrible weather. So a lot of people didn't want to step out in that temperature. And even though it would have been the perfect time to go to the beach, but no one wanted to do that.
Oh, so sad.
It really was.
It's just heartbreaking.
Very heartbreaking. This never happens to me. Never.
So if you guys are just joining us for the first time, this really is the Love, Sex and Dating podcast, not the Prem has a really crap weekend and whines about a podcast. We are Prem and Rogue. We are siblings. We live in different cities. He's in LA. I'm in Mumbai. And we are really going to take some questions and talk about other people's love lives.
But you missed the point, Rogue.
What's the point?
Since it is a sibling show, Rogue has no choice but to hear her sibling complain. And that kind of leaves you guys with no choice either.
That's right. You have to put up with this to get to the good stuff. Maybe you think this is the good stuff. I don't know.
I hope not.
No. It gets better.
I hope not.
It gets better. So then, how have you recovered? Are you making other plans?
I went for my dance class today. Hello, hello. So that was a lot of fun. I love my new
Bharatnatyam.
New group. Maybe. Let's say it's a Latino style Bharatnatyam.
Oh God, please don't be stomping around with flat feet. You'd really murder all the people in your salsa class.
It's all in the hips. That's all I can say. So that was actually a lot of fun. And what about you, Rogue? Did you do anything exciting on the weekend?
I did. I hung out with friends on one. Actually, I did a lot of hanging out.
Friends.
Yeah. So I'm in that stage of...
I need new friends.
I'm in that stage of I'm talking to lots of people off of this online dating app, but it hasn't translated into a date yet. And weirdly enough, there are three people I was talking to who have the same name, which makes it very confusing.
Wow. You're kidding me, really?
No, it's you know how names come in waves, right? Like one name becomes popular and you have that person in your class. And I remember in my class growing up, there were like, I don't even know how many Pujas. And there were three of them who had the same last name. So they were called like number one, number two, and number three because you had to tell them apart.
So I want to ask you, when you were growing up, did you... get like a lot of second looks because you have such a unique name, like no one is called Rogue?
I don't know, Prem. Did people laugh at you for essentially sounding like a Salman Khan character all the time?
It's Prem Chopra.
Oh, that's even worse, yeah. Also, should we like tell people about the elephant in the room? These are not our real names.
Shush. No one is supposed to know that.
No one knows that. I don't even know what you're talking about. Knows what?
Exactly. So you had three guys with the same name. It is confusing, yes. Yeah. But have you met any of them yet or no?
Met one. Decided not meeting the second one. That leaves the third one maybe on the table.
Ah.
Well, or wherever I choose to keep him.
Oh, funny.
Right. Okay. So with the first one, actually, and the second one, there was something that we had to do and get. Okay, it's such a bad setup, I know, but we're just going to leave this in here, which is closure. And our question for this episode has to do with somebody who wants to ask Prem and Rogue us
about
closure. So after this itty bitty tiny break, we will come back and talk about that.
Yes, we shall.
Ciao.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
And we're back after that little itty-bitty break.
Yes.
So Rogue, you know, when we're talking about closure, I think there's a very thin line between attaining closure and coming across as a complete douchebag.
Okay, I can see that. But I think we need to give our listeners a little more context, because I think I know where you're coming from. And we have to explain why. Because say in the context of a long-term relationship where, you know, people schedule breakups sometimes and then they'll go like on a long weekend or something to sort of hash things out and really close things. And that kind of closure, I don't think makes you a douchebag. But when you're dating somebody online or you've just met somebody like our listener has, then maybe that's where douchebagginess, douchey behavior comes in. All right, should I ask the question?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so we have a question from Nita.
Love.
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 And.
Danger.
Who writes to say that she loves us. Prem and Rogue are her go-to people for the rules of conduct and etiquette for online dating.
Yay! We love you too.
And she got out of a long-term relationship a little while ago and is now doing the online dating thing. Nita has met a lot of people, and most people it hasn't clicked with, or they go on a couple of dates. She wants to know our take on letting people know that it's not going anywhere for the sake of her closure. And so she wants to know what we think about whether that's a do or a don't. Do you tell people it's not going to work out so that you can move on from it and let them move on from it with grace? Or is it just better to let it go, even, for example, when they have stopped texting you back with that much frequency? Should you ghost in that situation? Or should you be like, okay, I get it, and I think we're done. Bye. Nita, I love you. This is awesome. Mm. And we live for questions like this.
Okay, so Nita, that was a fantastic question. Okay, so let's talk about a few scenarios. So what if you are in a scenario where you have this one guy who kind of like gets the hint and realizes that you're not too much into him, and you know, the frequency of texting and like calling or whatever has reduced. So what would Nita do then?
Right. And I think that does tend to happen quite organically for lots of people. Even if you've already gone on a date, sometimes, you know, you figure that that spark isn't there, or that this person's not who you were hoping they'd be, or doesn't work for you. And so you start texting or responding like later and later. And they also start spacing out their responses, where earlier you'd get a response in 15 minutes, now you're getting one in you know, a day or whatever. In that scenario, I would assume that Nita, you've got your work, you know, it's down. Yeah, it's your path is already set. You can bow out gracefully, and once it sort of just diminishes.
Yeah, and you know, no love lost. You don't have to be the bad guy or the enemy. And, you know, it just organically, it has happened and you both go in different directions.
So in which case, then you saying something and spelling it out and being like, you know, I just wanted to say that it was nice having met you and I wish you luck in your future dates or whatever. It's kind of overkill. Then that's just like not necessary.
Yeah, so do good. You don't have to play the school teacher and like dictate everything. Let it just happen on its own. And fewer words that I exchange in a scenario like that are better.
Yeah, you know, it'll take care of itself, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay, so then, Rogue, what if you have someone who doesn't get the hint and is very persistent and is like insisting on like, you know, messaging and is needy and is expecting certain things to go in his or her way, then what would one do in a situation like that?
I guess that's the time to actually spell it out, right? Then you need to say, or close it. You need, in that case, you need to close it for both yourselves so that you can both move on. That person may feel a little rejected, but you can at least be like, okay, halt, hold your horses. We are not going any further.
And so are you saying that at the price of coming across as a douchebag, it's absolutely okay to do that?
See, I would argue that the way you do it is what defines you being a douchebag, not the move. I think in this case, the douchebag move would be to let that person keep trying to reach you and keep making a fool of themselves over you when you have no interest in them. Then you're just leading them on, like we discussed a couple of episodes ago. You know, that guy, remember, who painted himself into a corner and didn't want to be thought of as an asshole and had not told this girl he didn't like her. So that is the situation you'll be in. And you wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that. So why would you then be on the doing end of that, right? You should let that person go and tell them that they're better off chasing or looking for someone else. They're barking up the wrong tree.
Right. You know, it's I completely agree with that. And it kind of reminds me of this one time when this guy was overextending himself. And I think he completely did a disservice to himself and to the other person.
Right. Because if you're being insincere, you know, it's not helpful. And as we always say, bad karma to you, you know. So in that case, closure and letting somebody off the hook is the decent thing to do, where you can say, you know, it was good while it lasted and thanks. Bye.
So sometimes coming across as a douchebag is way better than coming across as someone flaky. I mean, look at what happened this weekend. If the other person was just a little more direct. I mean, I don't know what happened. I mean, if I got a text, I would have known what happened.
This is the girl who ditched you, yeah?
Yeah. So I don't know. And I would have respected the person more if she would have been a little more direct. No matter what the incident is, it doesn't take much time to send one text. You know what I mean?
To say
anything.
Even if it's to make an excuse or to like.
Absolutely. Just like doing this natak is unacceptable, Neeta. Unacceptable. I hope you're listening.
Of course she's listening. Right. So basically, either ghost and don't engage, where you're not asking questions that are leaving a conversation open. Or just tell them you're done and it's going nowhere. That's what Prem and Rogue think.
And we got words of wisdom from our mother dear. But we're going to hear this after the break. So stick around.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
It's Prem and Rogue, your favorite siblings. The only siblings who host a podcast in India.
On love, sex and dating.
And we are here. Actually, on anything. I don't think there are siblings in India who are hosting a podcast. But we are so cool like that.
Yes, we are.
Pioneers. Pioneers in the field of love, sex, dating podcasts.
Okay.
Anyway, listen. You guys, our mom is going to make a cameo on the show. But not really. But I mean, through us. we're not bringing her on the show.
You never know. We can actually. You know, she's cool that way.
Maybe. We're fighting right now.
Keep it in the family. Anyway, so she gave me these pearls of wisdom. over the weekend because that's how this weekend was. It was all about friends and family. Friends far away.
Or friends ditching you.
the friends who live very far away. So mom told me about, and you know, it was one of those kind of conversations about like life is so short and you must like do all the things that you want to do. And it was very like up.
And all the people you want to do.
Well, she's not going to say that, but that's for us to understand. But stop it, Rogue, digressing completely. She talked about all the things that you really want to do in life, and it made me think that one can actually do away with a lot of bullshit and drama, especially in these dating terms, because it's a lot of wastage of energy, and it's useless. So this is something to the listeners and to Neeta as well, that if you don't feel something for somebody, you rather just say it and be honest. And like Rogue said, there's always a way to say it. But don't waste your time on games and drama just because you want to be courted or you want someone or you don't know what to say and how to say it, or you may come across as a villain. Just do it, because you're doing yourself and the other person a huge favor. And something that Rogue also said about karma, like what goes around comes around, do to others how you want to be treated and what you want to be done to yourself.
Right. And also remember that the first cut is the deepest one, which is a really crappy Bryan Adams song. But you know, be the douchebag, be the villain if you must, and cope with the fact that everybody's not going to love you for everything you've done. As long as you're being authentic and doing it for good reasons, like you're trying to spare somebody further pain or time investment, then, you know, be that person and let them go. Set them free. Stop the dance. Turn off the music. Leave the dance floor. Find a different partner. And I'll stop with the dancing metaphor now.
Yeah. Why don't you sing us a song, Rogue? That's the best way to end this. Why don't you sing us a Bryan Adams song? I want to run to you. Run to you.
I was thinking Cuts Like a Knife, because nobody can get that voice right. You know, Bryan Adams is Canadian. And outside of Canada, the only country in the world where he does really well and is a super mega superstar. India.
Yeah.
So weird.
It is.
And, I don't get it.
And, you know, if I, even now, like it's been years, but I still can't hear that one song that used to be.
I know which one.
Our school anthem.
Everybody's school anthem.
At every karaoke, everywhere you go.
Like, don't go there. Okay. Don't go there. Just stop. Everybody knows it already. Yeah. Okay. So before we do any further damage, we're going to stop this episode. And we will catch you at the same place next week.
Yeah. So, Rogue, I'm going to leave you on this last note, because I bought my first real six string.
No, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Bought it at the five and dime.
Oh, shut up. Okay, bye, everybody. We're done. I'll catch you online.
The summer of 69.
Oh, stop it. Bye.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and basic dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ro.
A Sonologue production.